True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, though, I want to talk a little bit more about the MTG resignation. The news broke the other night, and that she's stepping down after the first of the year. Marjorie Taylor Greene, that is, supposedly after her blowout with President Trump. Some interesting things going on in the background of this. When I saw this story, I wanted to get Eben Brown on here from Fox News Radio to enlighten us a little bit. Eben, how are you?
Good morning.
Great to have you on again. And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's made a lot of headlines the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, she certainly has, hasn't she?
not the least of which is that she's going to step down, I think, January 6th, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been told that her congressional pension becomes official effective January 3rd.
I believe that is, I don't know the exact dates. I think she's stepping down the 7th.
Okay.
Whatever it is. The point is that, yeah, I think that is the case, that she is stepping down as soon after she is vested in the congressional pension, which I'm told, by the way, since she will only have served 5 years, isn't really all that much, but maybe she feels, hey, might as well get it for my trouble.
Absolutely. I think anybody in their right mind would probably do that, but... But again, if you're going to quit in a huff, but you have to set a date 3 weeks out, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that you can read something into that.
Well, money's money.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the speculation here? I mean, she wanted to run for Senate in Georgia. The president told her, look, I've looked at the numbers. You're not going to beat John Ossoff down in Georgia. We need a different candidate down there. I mean, did that fuel her argument with the president here?
I think it certainly is. I think she is someone who has given full-throated support to President Trump in the past, and consistently so. He is telling her something she doesn't want to hear, and that is, you can't win this race. And I don't think that anyone looking at that soberly thinks that that's a crazy statement to make. She is someone who has only won races in a congressional district, which is comparatively, geographically small, and often ideologically homogeneous, let's say.
Okay, yes. So
it's not very well, the congressional districts are often not that diverse in terms of thought and politics and whatnot. The more local you get, the more you get to dealing at the neighborhood level, the more people, kind of share a lot of the goals and values and ideas and whatnot. And so there's just a overarching belief that what plays well in the congressional district in Northwest Georgia, which includes Rome, would not play well in Atlanta, would not play well perhaps in, some of the other cities, names are escaping me at the moment, but, Savannah and whatnot. It makes it hard to win a statewide race, and she's not polling well. So what are statewide races? It's races for Senate, its races for governor. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, there are 51 statewide races, if you will, for president, right? You've got the 50 states and D.C., or more accurately, 46 states, four commonwealths in D.C. And you have to win statewide in order to win the bulk of the electoral college votes, right? So she doesn't have a lot of prospects, is what President Trump is saying. And instead of taking that soberly, she's taking it personally, and she's making her displeasure known. And she has stated in her reasons for resigning is that she's not getting the support she once got from the president, despite her steadfast support of him. And therefore, she's not going to continue. She's got other things to do with her life.
Well,
she says.
Could that be running for president? I hear that there's some speculation that could happen. I don't personally see that.
She herself has shot that down. And like I said, running statewide races is what you have to do for presidents for a presidential run. Now, she's saying she's not going to do that because she doesn't want to sell out to different interests to be able to raise the money. That's fine to say in November before a midterm year begins. But I would say let's revisit what she says, or any other person says, probably in the summer before you have to get ready to go to Iowa and New Hampshire, because that's when things are really game on.
Well,
right now,
yeah, that's the thing about it, is that if she doesn't have a chance of winning the Senate race, she probably has a longer shot of doing anything in the presidential side. But if you can raise enough money to get to the first debates, you do get a nationwide platform, and people are tuning in to hear your point of view. And so maybe that's what she's after here. I just don't know.
Well, there's some of that. And you also have to remember this. President Trump's time in the limelight is finite. Okay, he's not running for a third term. He's not really going to be on the ballot, despite that he may anoint someone who is as his official successor, whoever that might be. But he himself is gone. The star power will be gone. The draw will be gone. And the Trump coalition, if we're going to call it that, is already looking, going, well, what's in it for us beyond this? And there's different groups of different Republicans who have normally been warring with each other for decades. And they're all looking at, what's next, because once President Trump is gone, they're probably thinking it's back to business as usual, as the infighting Republican Party has always been. That's probably what is being eyeballed more than anything. And people are saying, hey, it's no longer in it for there's nothing in it for me to support President Trump anymore if I don't really actually support him. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is probably part of that. Thomas Massie is part of that. There's a segment of Republicans that takes great umbrage at President Trump's steadfast support of Israel, and they are being a bit more bold about it now.
Yeah, very true. Evan Brown, great having you on. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.